online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal remains the only county subject to weather warnings as conditions from Storm Éowyn continue to abate. ESB networks say the extreme and destructive winds associated with the storm have continued to cause widespread and extensive damage to the electricity network across all parts of Donegal. There have been numerous reports of fallen trees and debris hampering traffic movement around the county, and as people start to travel again, extreme caution is being advised. And a Garda investigation is continuing at the site of a serious road traffic incident on the N14 north of Lifford. These stories in full plus more to follow. Mark will have all the latest in sport at around 5:15. But first, Donegal remains the only county subject to a weather warning as conditions from Storm Éowyn continue to abate. The county is under a status yellow wind warning until 11 o'clock tonight, while Met Éireann has also issued a status yellow snow and ice alert for the county from 9 p.m. until 9 a.m. tomorrow. However, we're being warned of the remaining potential for dangerous conditions. Aoife Keeley from Met Éireann is urging people to take care.
There's still extreme caution needed through today right across the country, and especially when it comes to travelling, if non-essential travel can be avoided at all costs. Even though the red warning has now lapsed, conditions still remain dangerous.
ESB networks say the extreme and destructive winds associated with Storm Éowyn have continued to cause widespread and extensive damage to the electricity network across all parts of Donegal. Donal Kavanagh has more.
At 2:30 this afternoon, approximately 87,000 ESB customers were without power, with the damage countywide. For a time this afternoon, approximately 90% of all customers in Donegal were without supply. ESB networks say all available resources are mobilising where safe to do so to assess the network and work to safely restore power as quickly as possible. It's expected to be a number of days before power is restored to all areas. Meanwhile, Uisce Éireann says it's working to restore water to customers supplied by the Loch Mourne public water supply scheme. The storm has affected operations at the water treatment plant, and customers are expected to experience a loss in pressure or outages to supplies in elevated areas of the Finn Valley and the twin towns of Ballybofey and Stranorder. The affected areas include Mean Glass, Goland, Carrick-McGrath, Knock, Glencovett, Sesha O'Neill, Cavan Upper, Coola Dawson, Dunwiley, Blacklease, Letcher McKenney, Craigan, Glenfinn, Largnalore, Cumeen, Reelin, Clockrow, Letchermore, Kilross, Broadpath and Meenavoy. Repair crews are commencing restoration works as the wind eases, and customers are urged to conserve water where possible to protect supplies while the work is ongoing.
There have been numerous reports of fallen trees and debris hampering traffic movement around the county, and as people start to travel again, extreme caution is being advised. Donegal Council crews will be out over the weekend clearing roads, but officials say it will be well into next week before all the necessary work is completed. Gary Martin is responsible for the council's emergency services provision. He says for now, safety remains the priority.
The first thing I'd say, the fact that we've moved from orange now to yellow, I would still urge extreme caution as people start to move out and about again this evening after today's very, very, very severe weather event. There is a lot of debris. There are a huge number of trees down right across the county, and there are obstacles, you know, that are around every corner now. And as we approach the areas of darkness, many of them have not yet been addressed. Many of them have not yet been removed, and it will be some time before that is the case. So, again, just I would urge at the very outset for people to be absolutely very, very cautious as they go out and about again this evening. We've been, I suppose, monitoring the storm as it's moved through Donegal, and I think we're all aware now, I suppose, of the broad implications of it. There's been a huge number of trees down pretty much in all parts of the county. Associated with that then are the potential dangers associated with downed electricity lines. We'd ask people to be very, very cautious in that regard. Our crews have started responding to that on a priority basis, and will be doing so in the coming hours and tomorrow. And I would ask for the public's patience as we work our way through opening up the primary arterial routes in the county and then working our way down through the other local routes as well in the coming hours and tomorrow and Sunday as well, given the scale of what we're facing into.
The reality is it will be early next week, really, before we're back to what one might consider normal.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say it'll certainly be next week before we're back to anything approaching normal. We will be working through the weekend. All of our teams will be working through the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and until next week, as necessary to remove and to clear the arterial routes and the local routes of the down trees. But it will take some time. I'm quite sure that there are trees down in areas that have not yet been reported, and we'll continue to monitor that. In fact, our phone lines will be open over the weekend as well, Saturday and Sunday, to the calls from people that might actually not see issues arising until tonight or tomorrow. And we want to capture all of them so that we can respond accordingly as well. It's exacerbated, I think, as well by the amount of electricity outages that we have across the county, and the associated connectivity problems that many people are experiencing, and even been able to contact each other. So as it evolves over the next period of time, all of those issues will be resolved both locally, nationally and regionally. And we just ask people's patience for that.
And anyone that needs to contact the council can do so by calling 074 912 5342. As a result of Storm Eowyn, a boil water notice has been issued for over 3,500 homes and businesses connected to the Glanties Ardra public water supply. Ishgeirin says this is due to a deterioration in the raw water quality impacting the treatment process at the water treatment plant. Drinking water experts from Ishgeirin are working to rectify the issues at the treatment plant and lift the notice as quickly and as safely as possible in consultation with the HSE. In the meantime, all customers on the supply are advised to boil water before use until further notice. More details can be found on our website highlandradio.com. The loss of Charlie McConlough's cabinet position has been described as bad news for Donegal by Councillor Martin Hurley. He says Deputy McConlough had done a good job in difficult brief and was a voice for Donegal at the cabinet table during discussions surrounding the defective concrete blocks crisis. Speaking on the 9 till noon show this morning, Councillor Hurley says Ulster now has no senior ministry, and from the Fine Gael perspective, the situation is even worse.
It's very disappointing. I suppose, Fine Gael have no representation in Donegal now, but there was time there where we had two ministers at the table in Donegal, but we have none now. And we had Heather Humphreys and Kevin Monaghan, who is gone as well, and there's no representation there. Sligo Leitrim as well. I'm very surprised that Charlie lost his position, because he done an excellent job, I felt, in a very difficult portfolio. He had the farming and fisheries, and then with the mica crisis in Donegal as well.
100% redress TD Charles Ward has urged Taoiseach Micheál Martin to prioritise Donegal over the next 5 years, telling him that there are pressing issues in the county that need to be addressed. He says it's a particularly important message to drive home at a time when storm warnings are in place, forcing many people to leave their homes because of the fear they will collapse around them. Speaking during the debate on the new cabinet, Deputy Ward said there is a humanitarian crisis in the county that the government cannot ignore.
Taoiseach, I wish to congratulate you and your family on your appointment. Taoiseach, for far too long, Donegal has been left behind. The waiting times in Letterkenny Hospital this week on average 24 hours. Going into Letterkenny by the Polestar roundabout, emergency services cannot even enter. They are stuck. What used to be a 5-minute journey is now 45 minutes. The boats in Killybegs are tied up, the fish factories are silent. This never used to be, but this is what's going on now. The Creaslaw families are still waiting for a public inquiry. 10 people lost their lives and they're still waiting on a public inquiry. And the biggest humanitarian crisis of them all is the defective concrete crisis. Tonight, as we speak, there's families going to hotels. A red weather warning coming. They can't stay in their houses. They're structurally unsound. There's houses that have been remediated on top of Weetabix blocks. We are in a humanitarian crisis in Donegal. 10,000 families stuck in a loop waiting. You talk about concrete action. Well, the concrete in Donegal isn't even regulated. You talk about building bridges. Why not build a bridge over the Swilly and relieve Letterkenny and stop it choking? Because that's what's going on. The A5, the corridor to the northwest. Let's help the A5 and let's help Letterkenny. Let's build a bridge over the Swilly. I would like to say that I am totally here for the people of Donegal. Donegal is the most important thing for me. The families, we need help. I'm asking you now, over the next 5 years, to prioritise Donegal.
And this news just in, it's been confirmed a man has died in a road traffic incident on the N14 outside Lifford. At approximately 5:30 this morning, Gardaí say they were alerted to the incident at Fettyglasford Foe, in which a tree had fallen onto a car during Storm Éowyn. A male driver was fatally injured during the incident. The body of the deceased remains at the scene at this time. Gardaí are working with the local authority and third-party contractors to facilitate the removal of the remains of the deceased from the scene, and the N14 remains closed as forensic collision investigators begin their investigations. Two men arrested in connection with an assault on a father and son in Donegal have been released without charge. They were detained by the PSNI in Derry and questioned about the attack on the men aged in their 60s and 20s at a house in Lifford on Monday morning. Meanwhile, the partner of Charles Duher, who remains in hospital in Belfast, has urged anyone with information to come forward. Detectives are appealing for information after a hoax pipe bomb type device was discovered at the front of a property in the Waterside area in Derry. The incident in the Winchester Park area was reported to police at approximately 10 to 11 last night. Police attended the scene with ammunition tactical officers. Cordons were implemented, and following the examination, the device was declared as a hoax. It has now been removed for forensic examination. The time is coming up to 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after the short break. The time is 5:15. Mark is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. It is a massive and historic weekend for Naoimh Padraig Ishgaquain. The Inishowen club face Ancathra Rua of Galway in the All-Ireland Junior Club Football Final tomorrow. The side are seeking a third trophy of their season, having won Donegal and Ulster. And if they win, they will make history by becoming the first men's Donegal team to win an All-Ireland club title. Here is influential player Johnny Toy.
Be a massive achievement for us, like even where we are is a massive achievement, and to be able to see you going out to play in an All-Ireland final in Croke Park is out of this world. But I know to the likes of Eunan and Dermot and Cahill and Aidan that's been around the team a wee bit longer, it'll probably mean a lot to them as much as it would mean to us young boys. And as a community, well look, the circumstances that surrounded this year with us, the difficulty that the news of Evan getting sick last year and him battling cancer throughout the year, it was tough on the boys. It'll be great for the older people in the club as well. It would definitely mean a massive amount to the club considering the amount of work that's gone on, been done since the club was founded in 1989.
That match is scheduled for 3:10 tomorrow in Croke Park, and our commentary team will be Oisin Kelly and Brendan Devaney. This weekend also sees the start of the Allianz National Football and Hurling Leagues. Donegal open their Division 1 campaign with a long trek to Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney to take on Kerry at 1:45 on Sunday. Donegal selector Colin McFadden believes Sunday and all the other games in the top flight this season will be big challenges.
Every game is tough. They're all top teams. I think the top 8 teams in the country are definitely in Division 1, going on last year's form. And I think even the first game, I know it's a tough going down to Kerry, and it's not going to be an easy task. You have a long journey on the Saturday, and obviously it's Kerry down there, and the record's not great, but it's, you know, you can't really be, I suppose you say it is a free hit or whatever, but the teams that lose in the first week will be kind of looking to get a point, but there's a lot of pressure in the second game, because if you go into the second game and you come out of that without results, you're all of a sudden under pressure when it's only a seven game league. We'll focus on Kerry first of all, and hopefully things will go right for us down there.
Oisin Kelly and Brendan Devaney will also be your commentary team for that game as well. Meanwhile, Tyrone meet Derry in Omagh at 6:00 tomorrow evening. In colleges football, for the first time since 1961, Donegal will have a team in this year's McCrory Cup final. Abbey Vocational School take on Southwest College at Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon tomorrow at 2:00. The winners will meet either St Patrick's of Armagh or St Patrick's of Mahara in the final. In ladies football, Donegal will begin their Division 2 campaign with a game away to Clare. That game is on Sunday at 1:00. It will be a first game in charge for new manager James Daly. And there's an interview with the new senior ladies boss available on our website at highlandradio.com. And the Donegal Hurlers start life in Division 2 this weekend with an opening fixture in Trim against Meath at 2:00 tomorrow. Donegal manager Mickey McCann says it will be a scrap to stay up.
We know what this league's going to bring. No, we wanted to be there and get a shot at it and see how we can compete against these teams at this level. But I suppose the downside of it then was that there's going to be two relegated from it this year, which is really tough on teams like us and Tyrone, who's gone up to that level. And you know, you're trying to find your feet there. until I get used to that level, like we did when we went to 2B. We found our feet there for a year or two, and then eventually we're pushing towards the top end of the table. So disappointing. There's going to be two relegated, put serious pressure on us. There's no doubt you have to take a scalp or two, Oisín, that Donegal has never taken before, the likes of Meath or somebody that they got that they've never beaten before.
Connacht GA's Airdome and Longford Town's Bishopsgate Stadium have both been damaged by Storm Éowyn. A perimeter wall at Bishopsgate was pulled down by the strong overnight winds, while the €3 million all-weather dome in Mayo has been destroyed. Moving on to soccer, Celtic's Scottish Premiership match against Dundee tomorrow is in doubt due to the weather. The club says its stadium and safety staff are currently unable to fully assess the extent of the damage extreme conditions have caused at Parkhead. Hoops boss Brendan Rodgers has also revealed that they hope to bring Jota back to the club this weekend as Kyogo Furuhashi closes in on a move to Rennes. Moving on to tennis, reigning champion Jannik Sinner will play Alexander Zverev in Sunday's Australian Open final. The Italian defeated American Ben Shelton 7-6, 6-2, 6-2 in this morning's semi-final. Earlier, second seed Zverev won after his opponent, 25-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic, had to retire due to injury. In athletics, national champions Mark English and Summer Leckie will compete in the 800 metres and high jump respectively as they begin their seasons in the French city of Nantes tomorrow. And in boxing, the Ulster Elite Championship finals are due to take place in Belfast this Saturday. In the 71kg category, Matthew McCall of Illy's Golden Gloves will box Holy Trinity's John McConnell. In motorsports, Sebastian Ogier has taken the lead at Rally Monte Carlo in the World Rally Championship. The Frenchman leads Wales's Elfyn Evans by almost 7 seconds heading into the final stage of today's action. The top two are both in Toyota Yaris Rally 1s. Derry's Joshua McAuley is sitting in 12th position overall in his Ford Puma. And finally, in rugby, Ireland forwards coach Paul McConnell says they have no injury concerns ahead of next week's Six Nations opener against England. The squad will have their first training session in Portugal tomorrow, while Dan Sheehan, James Lowe, Jack Boyle and Keelan Blade will link up with the group after playing in the URC this weekend. That is all your sport for today. We are back with Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon, where the focus will be on that All-Ireland Junior Final for Naoimh Padraig Ishkakane of Muff. Kitty.
Thanks, Mark. Concerns have been raised after an ambulance failed to arrive to tend to a woman whose house caught fire. Kevin told the 9 till noon show that his sister-in-law's home caught fire at around 11 o'clock last night. The fire department arrived promptly. The woman was taken to a neighbour's house to wait for an ambulance and was given oxygen. Kevin said by 12:30 there was still no sign of medical aid.
By 12:30 they were still looking for an ambulance, and one of the fire brigade crowd were on the phone to the ambulance service. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to speak to somebody belonging to my sister-in-law, so they spoke to my wife, and they said that they weren't coming out because there was a red warning in place.
Yes.
And if they could get my sister-in-law to the hospital ourselves. So as a result, my daughter then eventually said, right, she would take her to the hospital, but they refused point blank to come out. But there was no red warning in place. This was almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and there was no red warning in place in Donegal at that time. So my daughter did take her to the hospital then, and the hospital staff were fantastic.
Yeah,
looked after her right away and changed her, and they said that they were possibly going to have to transfer her to Galway today.
Donegal County Council's regeneration and development team has begun to develop a coordinated action plan for Downings. The issue was raised at a meeting this week by Councillor Declan Meehan, who stressed the need for a master plan to develop for the coordinated future development of Downings, incorporating housing, roads, community development, public amenities and environmental improvements. Councillor Meehan says Downings tend to be treated as a holiday destination, but a plan is needed that focuses on local people's needs with community engagement at its core.
There's an awful lot of investment coming down the track into Downings, and a lot of it is for tourism related activities or for projects that could be seen as tourism amenities. What I want to refocus the efforts of the council on is realising that Downings is not just a destination for holidaymakers. There's a community there, a sizeable community at that, who call Downings home. So what I've called for today is for a master plan to be brought forward for Downings to kind of bring together the various sections within the council, whether it's in relation to roads, housing, public amenities such as the public toilets, beach access, etc. All of those to be brought together so that a comprehensive and cohesive plan can be brought forward, looking at all the issues, the different bottlenecks relating to those in the town, and a map forward.
Now, the council have told you that their own people have been looking at this already. They're starting to put together a process whereby there will be local consultation, there will be discussion, and ultimately there will be a plan. It appears that you and they are coming from the same place, and that's positive.
Yeah, really positive. And I've been aware of the work that's been going on behind the scenes, and I've been feeding into that as well with the directors of service. What I want to emphasise with my motion today is the importance of community stakeholders at the heart of that process. We obviously went through a very similar process with the Milford Town Centre First Plan, which really is an ongoing process. It's a living document to a certain extent, and I want to see that mirrored in Downing's so that the people who are already doing so much work in the community in relation to all these areas are part of that decision-making process.
The Stormont Assembly has been told the time is right to start discussing the establishment of an Irish language secondary school in Derry. The issue was raised this week by Foyle MLA Padraig De Largy, who says the opening last week of a new Irish language nursery school on Derry's waterside was a hugely significant development. He says with four Irish language schools in the city serving the preschool and primary sectors, a secondary school is a feasible option.
Naois School and Fiarsaigh, Dara Trasna, opened its doors for the first time. And now Irish medium education is available in the waterside. This is fantastic news, not just for pupils and for their families, but for our city, as we witness the growing demand for Irish medium education. This achievement is testament to the tireless effort of so many teachers, parents, Gaelgory, who have worked for years to make this dream a reality. Their dedication in promoting and sustaining the Irish language has borne fruit in this historic milestone. Last week, a BBC report highlighted the growth of the language in the North West. The Education Authority have also noted the need for two additional Irish medium post-primary schools in the North. What an achievement to now have four Irish medium education settings in Derry. What an opportunity to have a man's school.
The new government's facing criticism over the number of women appointed to senior positions in cabinet. Just three ministers are women, making up just 20% of the roles. Minister for Children, Disability and Equality Norma Foley says women have been appointed to important roles.
But I'd also, I suppose, reference the fact that, you know, one of the most significant and key positions within the Dáil really is the position of Ceann Comhairle. And so for the very first time, you know, we have a woman serving in that role. I think that's a very, very significant signal to the world. And equally so, we have the junior ministerial positions to come as well. And so I'm looking forward to even more women, making input or achieving success there.
Four Israeli hostages due to be freed have been named by Hamas. They are set to return to Israel in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. It will be the second such move since the ceasefire in Gaza came into effect. Sky's Alistair Bunkle says Hamas is required to give advance notice of the names.
Hamas is supposed to provide these names 24 hours before their release. So I think they have done so this time, you know, pretty much on time. Certainly not the delay like we saw a week ago. They've named four female IDF soldiers who they intend to release tomorrow.
And now for the weather. Storm Eoghan will continue to bring gale force to storm force westerly winds with scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms and hail are also possible. Highs of 5 to 7 degrees. Southwest winds will continue to decrease tonight, becoming light to moderate. A mix of clear spells and scattered showers, some of hail, sleet and snow. Lows of minus 2 to plus 2 degrees with some frost and ice. And all Donegal roads are to be gridded this evening. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Donegal remains the only county subject to a weather warning as conditions from Storm Eoghan continue to abate. County is under a status yellow wind warning until 11 o'clock tonight, while Met Éireann has also issued a status yellow snow and ice alert for the county from 9 p.m. until 9 a.m. tomorrow. ESB networks say the extreme and destructive winds associated with Storm Eoghan have continued to cause widespread and extensive damage to the electricity network across all parts of Donegal. And there have been numerous reports of fallen trees and debris hampering traffic movement around the county. And as people start to travel again, extreme caution is being advised. Donegal County Council crews will be out over the weekend clearing roads, but officials say it will be well into next week before all the necessary work is completed. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 24th of January. The death has taken place of John Friel, 50 Carrick Strand, Strabane, formerly of the Gort, Lifford, reposing at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12 noon for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has occurred of Edmund Meehan, Ballyholy Far, Rafoe. Edmund will repose at his late residence until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock. Rosary both evenings at 9. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The funeral cortege will leave his late residence on Sunday morning at 10:20, going to St Eunan's Church, Rafoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice and Parkinson Society, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.